1 District 5. The St. Paul Saints traveled up to Marceline tonight. Pretty long road trip, but hopefully the trip back was not as long for the Saints. Joining us now is Coach Gifford in his first year at St. Paul. Coach, thanks for calling the show tonight. You guys fall tonight 48-14. Talk a little bit about the game, and you know, obviously in a loss like that, you don't have a ton of stars, but you know, who were you proud of tonight?
Right. The Marceline, they're a good football team. They're the number one seed. So, you know, we got a little bit of what we expected coming into it. But we had some, you know, just our seniors played real well tonight. Luke Ropey, he's been kind of our Rudy. He started the year as a center, moved to quarterback. He threw two touchdown passes tonight. He, you know, threw one of them to senior wide receiver Josiah Kunkel. And then we got, you know, a couple senior linemen that just, they played really well, played hard, and, you know, left it all out on the field tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, if I'm sure none of those kids probably had been up to Marceline before to see that stadium and that setup. I mean, that's a pretty impressive venue for a Class 1 high school football team.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? That community is just, you know, right down from the gatekeepers to the coaches. Like, what a wonderful community. They were just wonderful hosts to us the whole time we were there. Beautiful stadium. They got a good, great program going on up there.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys are Class X, too. You know, you're just down the road here from Carrollton and, you know, playing that I-70 conference. You mentioned a couple of senior linemen, and you talked about Ropey and Kunkel. Who are your other seniors, Coach, that you're losing this year?
So Avery Johnson is one of our linemen. He played for he's one of our four-year seniors. We got a couple – we had an exchange student, actually, who played quite a bit for us at center. His name was Andrea Vodenkar. And then we had a senior play for his first year. His name was Adrian Domrancha. He was probably the best tackler on our team. Hadn't played much, but he wasn't afraid to get his head in there. And we had a couple seniors hurt. We had Aaron Kirby. He played tight end for us earlier in the year. And then Dominic Alisea, he was a pretty good running back for us. They both got hurt, you know, a little bit of football. But, you know, we're pretty good senior class, really. All those guys in the hurt one stuck around, and they were cheering their buddies out on the sideline. You know, great group of kids.
And sounds like they're a great group of leaders, you know, and the Kirby kid is a big kid. You didn't have him. The Alisea kid, great athlete. He's very fast. And so obviously that maybe hurt you in the win-loss column, but your first year in the program and you're losing seven seniors, it looks like. I guess what do you think the future holds for the Saints? And obviously, like a lot of other area schools in that conference, your numbers are you're struggling with numbers. So what are your goals for the offseason?
So goals for the offseason. Well, we should have about seven starters coming back of guys that played the latter half of the season, offense and defense. So we got some guys coming back, especially we got quite a few of our linemen coming back. We got a really good junior class who are going to be seniors next year we're excited for that. And really with new coach, it helps out a little bit, getting excitement going on. And we're trying to get some excitement built up and here in the ice. I know there's a lot of schools in the I-70 who are hurting for numbers. And I don't know, just it seems to be sort of the trend lately, I suppose.
Yeah. And the thing about it, though, you know, you've got those schools in the I-70, Lone Jack, Santa Fe, Concordia, you know, those are schools that you can compete with next year, even, you know, just because of where those other programs are at too. So, you know, obviously getting the numbers out is going to be very important to you guys, and bigger, faster, stronger, like everyone says. But, Coach, I hear good things about what you're doing down there, and excited to see what next year holds for the Saints.
Yep, man, and we're excited too. We think Saints football's trending up, so we're excited to see what the future holds for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. You called in every week, and we really appreciate it.
All right, thank you for your coverage.
All right, that is Coach CJ.